At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
This is the Adam Carriker Show on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the Adam Carriker Show here on 93.7 The Ticket. This segment two of the Adam Carriker Show, is sponsored by our good friends at Mulberry Barbecue, now with two locations at 11th and Cornhusker, and as of this month, now open at 61st and Apples Way, right off Highway 2 by Lowe's. Both locations are open Monday through Saturday from 11 a.m. to 8 p.m. Ladies and gentlemen, go try their burn-in sandwiches, a brisket burrito, barbecue nachos, a full slab of ribs, half-smoked chicken, and much, much, much more. Plus incredible sides. Get fueled for lunch today or make dinner plans at Mulberry Barbecue at 11th and Cornhusker, and now also at 61st and Apples Way, just off of Highway 2 by Lowe's. All right, I'm curious what the text line says as far as, should we have gone after Jet? Should we have gone after Dayton, which is obviously who we're going after? It doesn't appear like we're doing anything with Jet. Again, interesting topic, not looking for controversy. We're going to have some fun with it, then we'll move on. Also, football, basketball. Who's going to get there first, Jake?
We've got a few responses here again from the texter earlier that said the consistent. He meant consistent as their tournament team 2 years in a row. Individual games aren't consistent. This is a repeat tournament team, which is not common for Nebraska.
Appreciate ball. The clarification, my man.
Byron the Hog Farmer says we already have Dayton in the same class. Old Dad 34 says, I have heard Dayton may not come to UNL, just conversation or rumor. We usually don't read rumor, but go ahead and throw it in there. Cigar guy says, oh, the football team for sure. I'm 47 years old. I've never seen Nebraska basketball actually be good ever. Kind of good, pretty good, okay, but legitimate good, never. I had zero faith in that happening. So lots of response here. In Texas says, football team will win a playoff game way before the basketball team will make the NCAA tournament. So apparently he doesn't think this season's going to end well here.
I mean, he didn't just, okay, so he said several things way before, definitely, and not just in the CFP. He said they're going to win the CFP game, and then he said Nebraska basketball's basically got no chance. I love the responses and the drastic difference that we get as well. That's phenomenal to me. All right. Has anybody commented on the quarterback thing other than they are in the same class, which is why we've not heard much about Jet? Anybody else said anything?
No.
So just for kicks and grins, all right. You got Jet Tamala, quarterback, 6'4", 185, Omaha. All right, Millard South, 3-star. Let's see, his rating is an 89, and he is the number one player in the state of Nebraska, according to 247 Sports. Dayton, 6'1", 205, going to Buford High School there in Buford, Georgia. His rating as a player is an 85, so not as high as Jet's, so to speak. Obviously, there's projection in there, things of that nature. Dayton's been committed to Nebraska for a long time, so take this for whatever it's worth. The only offers that are listed here are Nebraska, Appalachian State, and Charlotte. But again, people know that he's been committed to Nebraska for a long time. All right, Jet has had Arkansas State, Colorado State, Duke, Iowa State. And then, as I mentioned, Missouri has showing interest now. Michigan is showing interest. Iowa State is showing interest. So, I don't know. You dive too much into this, and people are going to think we're like fishing for controversy. I actually just stumbled upon a tweet from Steve Wiltfong about Jet. Was just going to read it and move on. And then throughout the course of the show, we've discovered he's in the same class as Dayton. So I don't know. Again, not looking for controversy. Dayton's committed. It's what the coaches believe is best. Just thought it was kind of an interesting topic there. We'll see what happens. But Jake, you got any final thoughts before we move on with the Husker sports roundup?
Oh, there's just so many different ways they could go. Nebraska's typically a 4-star quarterback school, you know, when they recruit. Neither of these guys are there. Jet Tamalia, for what it's worth, at least according to 24/7, is very close to that. So we'll see. It's definitely interesting, but it's always important to note that Dayton is not the recruit that Dylan was.
Mm-hmm. That's fair.
And so
that's fair.
I don't know. I think you, if without any promises or hurting any Riola family feelings, it might be best to have a 2 quarterback class that year. But of course, the other thing is you can get somebody out of the portal when you need them now. You don't have to rely on your young guys being brought up as much either. So you got a little bit of flexibility there. So they wouldn't necessarily have to. But in this situation, it does make a lot of sense for a two-quarterback class if they can do that without hurting anybody's feelings.
I think it's a phenomenal point. I do think it would hurt somebody's feelings because that's just what the odds are. Somebody's feelings would get hurt. I wouldn't be opposed to it at all, especially when you're talking about a guy who's 6'4", 185, and pretty good player. Just outside of the 90s as far as his overall rating, the number one recruit in the state of Nebraska. So if we did bring in two quarterbacks, which doesn't seem likely, doesn't seem like they want to do, I don't think that that would be a bad idea. But if we talk about this too much longer, it's going to become controversial, et cetera, et cetera. All right. I'm never afraid of controversy. We legit, just as the show was going on, just kind of stumbled across this. Maybe we'll revisit it at some point. But for now, we're going to call it good. All right. Nebraska baseball. Are you up to speed on what happened with Nebraska baseball recently, Jake? It wasn't glorious.
Not so much.
Not so much. That's okay. Nebraska had three games over the weekend versus Louisiana. Went 1-2, right? Molly whopped him on Friday, 6-1. And then we got outscored 13-4 on Saturday on the two games that we played against him on Saturday. All right, Nebraska baseball had a Saturday to forget in Lafayette. The Huskers went ice cold at the plate, finishing with just 9 hits and 3 runs in both games combined. All right, the last game of the doubleheader on Saturday, Nebraska lost 2-10 to Louisiana. Andrew Herman pitched a complete game for the Raging Cajuns, completely stifling Nebraska. The Huskers mustered just 2 runs on 5 hits and struck out 8 times. All right.
Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. And sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/redcircle.
Buying a car in Carvana was so easy. I was able to finance it through them.
Whoa, wait, you mean finance?
Yeah, finance. Got pre-qualified for a Carvana auto loan, entered my terms, and shopped from thousands of great car options all within my budget.
That's cool that financing through Carvana was so easy.
Financed. Done. And I get to pick up my car from their Carvana vending machine tomorrow.
Financed.
Right, that's what I said.
You can spend time trying to pronounce financing, or you can actually finance and buy your car today on
Carvana.
Financing subject to credit approval. Additional terms and conditions may apply.
If you work as a manufacturing facilities engineer, installing a new piece of equipment can be as complex as the machinery itself. From prep work to alignment and testing, it's your team's job to put it all together. That's why it's good to have Grainger on your side. With industrial-grade products and next-day delivery, Grainger helps ensure you have everything you need close at hand through every step of the installation. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Baseball is a volatile sport. Ever since I was a kid, I've heard people say that you're going to win a 30-year games, you're going to lose your 30-year games. It's that middle third. Like, legit, anybody can be legit anybody in any given day on a baseball diamond. Especially, it depends on the pitcher. Do you have your number 4 pitcher? Do they have their ace? Do you have your ace and their ace? Like, what's the pitching matchup? All right, so I don't get overly concerned, but that's not great. All right, we've lost 3 of 4 as well when you go back to the Grand Canyon game last Monday, a week ago on February 17th. So Nebraska baseball is going to find some sort of rhythm. They got to get the bats. Maybe now that the weather's warmed up, the bats will warm up. Hopefully that'll happen. Okay. As of right now, they're still ranked 23rd in the country, but we'll see what happens as this season unfolds. As promised, I don't think I've ever talked UNO sports before on this show. Like I said earlier, I'm wide open to talk about anything Nebraska. We brought on Ryan Held from UNK, like anything Nebraska. Nebraska Omaha, UNO, upsets number 2 LSU in baseball, college baseball, this past weekend. Like, I've grown up watching the College World Series. And ever since I was a kid, I can remember LSU, Cal State Fullerton, like Miami, Florida, all those schools were really, they were in that College World Series a ton. And I'm not going to sit here and tell you that I've got great knowledge of college baseball history through the years. Okay. But if somebody would be like, hey, with my limited through the years, historical college baseball trivia knowledge, so to speak. If somebody said, hey, who might be the best college baseball program in the country over the past 20 years, I'd probably say LSU. And I don't know if that'd be right, but they've got to be top five, top three. Maybe they are number one. So that's a big win. And then, as I mentioned earlier, UNO basketball. I assume you've seen these celebrations, Jake. Like, in the locker room afterwards, they're beating the crap out of the garbage can. Like I mentioned earlier, they bring in some AEW wrestlers. I didn't know who those guys were. Maybe you do. And if I don't know who you are as a wrestler, with all due respect, you're working your way up still. But they did a phenomenal job laying the smackdown on that Rudy Poo little garbage can. What did you think of that when you saw it, Jake?
Yeah, that was good stuff. And they've been going viral. You know, they find a way for themselves as a program to stand out in the internet, you know, obviously internet social media age. So that's been great. And I love, for what it's worth, I love Omaha. You don't necessarily, there's no Creighton, Nebraska rivalry with Omaha. It's definitely like a little brother, and Nebraska will play him.
Did you say little brother?
They're definitely.
Well, now you created a rivalry.
Well, or you just acknowledge what it is. I mean, we know what it is.
Yeah.
But they will play him in baseball. So, I mean, it can blossom, you know, in basketball. Hopefully that program continues to get better, and I'd love to see them rise in those sports. I think it's great. The more options that kids have to play on a major level at Nebraska would be fantastic. And I might not be in football. Obviously, a lot of people are upset Trev Alberts canceled that years and years ago. But, you know, they did that partially to get this basketball program rolling. And here we are.
Yeah, the year after they won the wrestling national title, he canceled wrestling too, didn't he?
Yeah.
All right. No, I'm with you. I'm excited to see all the Nebraska programs do great. That's why I'm reaching out to, you know, the women's tackle football coach for the pro league we have here in Nebraska, the Nebraska Pride. And I'm reaching out to Ryan Held at UNK, and I'm trying to bring any and everybody on the show that people want to listen to. It's just Nebraska related. That's what we're about here. All right. I'm sure you've seen this a time or two. Tyson Terry. First of all, never lost in high school. Nebraska football commit, but never lost in high school in wrestling. 169-0. Just completed his fourth straight this past weekend state championship. Never been done in the history of Nebraska high school wrestling. He also left his wrestling shoes on the mat afterwards. I thought that was kind of a cool thing. I'll just keep going with the whole wrestling thing. The Undertaker did that after his match with Roman Reigns at WrestleMania years ago, and then he came back and wrestled multiple matches afterwards. But it was cool in the moment as everyone chanted F you to Roman. But that's turned around since then as well. Jake knows what I'm talking about. I love getting a kick out of Jake's reaction. If you're not a wrestling fan, I do apologize for today's show, but I don't. It's fun stuff. You should check it out sometime. And don't tell me it's fake. It's predetermined. There is a difference. All right. Let's see. Oh, what did you think when you heard this, Jake? He wrestled through a torn ACL, which he suffered during football season. I had two responses to this. What were your responses?
Oh, man. It heightens the level of toughness that you think of the guy who, again, went undefeated. He fought through it. That's incredible stuff.
Okay. Yes. My second response was, when's he going to get that fixed? And how's he going to be come football season next year? That was my other response, and I'll do fair. It just made what he did even more impressive, which was insanely impressive to begin with. And now I'm like, all right, hopefully he's going under the knife this week, and hopefully it's, you know, he's healthier, obviously, sooner rather than later. I mean, if you're in February, March, April, May, June, July, August. So technically 6 months is usually about the soonest. September, October, November, it's usually 6 to 9 months, and you don't feel normal. You just get cleared. There's a difference between the doctor saying you're cleared and actually feeling good. It's usually about another 6 months. So hopefully he has a speedy recovery, but along the lines of wrestling. Unmatched, never been done, and then you throw in a freaking torn ACL. Almost unbelievable, except, ladies and gentlemen, it is not a movie. It is not pro wrestling. It is not predetermined. It is real, and he really did it, and it just makes it that much more impressive. We haven't even gotten to basketball yet, men's or women's. So when we come back, we'll dive into there was a buddy I had in the past. He liked wrestling and football. He didn't like basketball. What did he call it? The orange pumpkin smashing pounding stuff. I actually like basketball, but that's what he called it, and it always stuck with me. When we get back, we're going to talk basketball.
Wayfair's Labor Day clearance is here. Right now, score up to 70% off everything home, plus fast shipping on everything right to your door. Shop now through September 2nd at wayfair.com.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
If you're a lineman in charge of keeping the lights on, Grainger understands that you go to great lengths, and sometimes heights, to ensure the power is always flowing. which is why you can count on Grainger for professional-grade products and next-day delivery, so you have everything you need to get the job done. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.